Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
To get with, yes, this is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is the real deal. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
What is going on? Today is the day for you to get involved and take control of your money, business, and life. We're in the studios here. We're, it's just me and you, girl.
That's it.
It's just us two. Reagan abruptly had to leave with a digestive issue. So
We kicked him out.
I said, you get out of here. We don't know.
Go get well.
We don't know if it's something he ate or he's coming down with something, but we didn't want it. So we kicked him out. You're out of here.
Bye.
So we're comparing water bills here.
Y'all.
Lindsay got a water bill for how much?
$575. And mind you, I was at the beach last week. So a third of the month, I wasn't even home with my kids.
You're playing with the sprinklers. I know what you're doing.
I wasn't, though. So let me tell you something. My water bill is $46 a month. I know this. I'm a numbers person. I'm a little like crazy. I remember all the numbers.
Right.
$46 a month. Well, last month it was $178, and I was like, well, that's super, super weird, but we had just gotten True Green to come out and do the treatment, and so we had watered it a lot. Well, when I saw that bill, I was like, well, we're going to have brown grass, because I am not paying $178 a month for water, so we haven't used it. And then this month, $575. It's a joke.
When we first moved into this neighborhood, my water bill, my first water bill, and you guys won't believe this, I'll have to hold it up to the camera. It was $897.
What did you do to use that much water? I know you got five kids.
Well, I'll tell you what it was. You know, when we bought these houses, they had came with the irrigation system, yes. And it's all automated.
That I want to burn now.
Well, this thing was coming on in the middle of the night every 15 minutes, and we didn't know it. Because
dude, what?
The builder... Builder Tim, remember
Tim?
Oh,
how sweet. Tim.
He had it set up to where it would water just about all night. And we're not aware of this. And so our first month's water bill, I was just like, you've got to be kidding. The house we came before, we had a swimming pool and it didn't cost this.
Yeah.
And so this other bill that I show you, our neighbors of $1,600.
Was their yard bigger than ours? Like, how did they? I don't even understand how that's possible.
They were watering theirs during the day, watering it a lot because it was brand new turf that was rolled out.
The sod had to take root. Yeah.
But he did theirs the same way. It was watering all night long. So they were getting double dosage. So I wasn't watering during the day just because I was warned that we live in the quote unquote retail district of Spartanburg County.
What does that mean? Unpack that for me.
If you will go on their website, they will show you. We in this region are subsidizing the water bill for other regions of Spartanburg County.
How generous of us. Justin is going to love that.
So I won't get too political here because it's not that type of show. But I will tell you, they just feel like the neighborhoods and the areas over here should pay. And then so that they can in the other areas...
Is this a joke?
No.
I just jokingly said that.
No.
You're for real.
I'm not kidding.
Justin is going to lose his mind. He's not watching because he's putting the kids to bed. Well, he's going to lose
Tell him
it.
Not to watch because he's going to. Because I found that out. I said, you're kidding. Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness.
So, guys, we're in a chat room tonight. I don't know why we start talking water bills, but we're all just...
Oh, my goodness.
It's hot in the Southeast, and a lot of water is used. And so, you know, we're licking our wounds here. But tonight, we're talking about...
A mess.
Doing what you love.
So you can pay your water bill.
Amen. So, if you get an $800 water bill, you don't flip out, okay? But...
We still flipped out. I'm going to be honest.
I saw your water when you posted that today on the neighborhood Facebook. I was like, wait till she comes tonight. I can't wait to show her what we
I posted it in the neighborhood page because I was like, surely there's an error. Surely I'm paying my neighbor who has a pool's water bill. Surely there's a communication error on their billing.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to know what's really bad? I know we're off topic here. We're going to get on that. I promise, guys. But
we'll get there.
They Spartanburg Water, get their water supply from either Lake Bowen or the lake over in Lake Blaylock.
Oh, yeah.
That's the two water supplies.
I probably boarded that lake a lot last year.
When we moved here from the Lake Bowen area, because we had a little house over off Lake Bowen, we bought our water from Inman Water.
We did, too.
Inman does not have their own water supply. They had to buy it from Spartanburg Water.
Why did we get such better water bills with Inman then? I can't. This is a mess. I don't have any brownies. I'm not ready for all this craziness.
And now back to the show.
My water bill in my last house was like in the 30s, maybe $25,
$35 a month. It's crazy. Anyway, guys, we're here tonight to talk about business, taking your money, your business, your life to new levels. We've got a ton of people on tonight. And I'm sorry to let you in on our little rant session here, but I tell you what, this is the reality. And I spoke Sunday. It was my turn to preach the Sunday. And I was talking about being a reasonable person in an unreasonable society. Keeping your, because, you know, the good book says to let your reasonableness be known to mankind. And the word means gentleness. But things like a water bill that catches you on a Monday morning can really throw you for a loop. And here's the thing, guys. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're out there in the highways and the byways and you're trying to take your money, your business, and your life to new levels, things like this come up. They do. And the question is, how do you respond to it? How do you cope with it? How do you not let it alter your day? Because it can. I don't know about you, but it can me. And it just like all of a sudden I'm in this funk. And then the laws of attraction start working against me rather than for me.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why it's so important to, you know, really, you know, guard, you know, what's on the inside of you and process that stuff and get it out so that when you're talking to people, you're an attractive person to talk to. They don't hear the tension in your voice. They don't hear the frustration and the aggravation. I'm not saying fake it. You got to deal with that stuff, because if you don't deal with it, and there's an old adage out there, fake it till you make it. No, you'll fake it until you blow up, and then you'll embarrass yourself.
Can I tell you real quick that Sterling Plumbing came out to check, and that guy was amazing and super thorough, and he wouldn't even charge us the service call fee. He had so much grace for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That was a real blessing in the middle of all this, because we were frustrated. I'm not going to lie. We were frustrated.
No, I did. Listen, when I got that bill,
you're like, what?
I was like, hold all my calls. I got to go pray for a minute. That's just crazy. You know, it's not a matter if you got the money. We paid it, had the money. It's just I don't want to spend that kind of goofy.
No, I want to take trips with my family. I want to go back.
I mean, we're booking a cruise right now. And I was like, you know, well, there's a couple excursions.
That's right.
Anyway, let's if you've got questions you want to ask us about anything about, you know, what you can do to improve your business, if you've got a business, or what you can do you know, start with us, or whatever questions you have, we're here to answer them. You need to be over at terrywilson3.com/live. And in the bottom right hand corner, there's a little icon. It's got my little smiling face. And you just post a question. Reagan normally is here tonight and he reads them. So I'm having to sort of, I'm like the monkey in the middle here, you know, and all this stuff. So I'll try my best to get to your questions. Angela posted a comment. She says, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Angela, this opportunity has been around that we're talking about at TerryWilson3.com. We've been around going on 10 years in July. Started out specifically just doing insurance. The deal is we got so proficient at generating leads. We had other people coming to us. How are you generating these leads? How are you generating these leads? And so we started our own lead generation business and selling our marketing and business solutions to other insurance agents. And then the real estate agents heard about it. And then the people in direct sales heard about it. And then the people in restaurant retail, it just sort of snowballed. And then people said, can we resell your training and stuff? And so it turned into this, what you see today. It's a wonderful opportunity because unlike most quote unquote business opportunities that you do from home, you don't have to go out and call your friends, your family, and your foes. We have a method and a way to get you in front of the people you need. And you just sell the people that need, want, desire, and can afford this. And then the people that can't, you have other solutions. You have things that you can give them and get paid for it. So it is a really cool opportunity. Caroline, all the way up in Virginia. How you doing tonight, girl? It's good to have you on tonight. She's up. She lives in the same area of the country my mother does.
Okay.
Up in Midlothian, Virginia. It took me a while to learn how to say that, but she's up in Midlothian. It sounds like a Middle Earth type place.
It does.
And Mark Griffin is on tonight, and he's saying, give a quick shout out to Curtis, Renee, Barry, Sadul, and Waleen. And if I mispronounced any of those words, I apologize. Those names, I apologize. You know, my Southern accent sometimes hides more than it reveals, but Curtis, Renee, Barry, Asadul, and Waleen, it's good to have you on the night. And if you're connected to Mark, you're connected to one of the great ones. So it's good to have you on. If you have any questions, go ahead and fill that out in the form right now. And we will get to your questions just as quickly as possible. Tonight, we are talking about doing what you love, doing what you love. And we're going to talk about the three things that you've got, the three ingredients to being able to do what you love. We're going to get into that. Before we do, let me just give you a quick shout out, sort of pause for the calls. We've got a couple things that helps us pay for these shows. Number one, it's the summertime. If you're going on vacation, if you're booking airline flights, booking hotel rooms, renting cars, or anything like that, for 40 to 50% off and the absolute lowest price, go to terrywilson3.com/booking and you'll get the lowest airfares, hotel rentals, and car rental rates going. That's terrywilson3.com/booking. If you are trying to buy a business opportunity like this one or others, or you're just needing to fix your credit, go over to terrywilson3.com/badcredit. Get your credit cleaned up in a matter of 30 days, and then you can go and make the investments you need or just simply be able to lower the rates on your car or your home or whatever you're paying, because your credit does affect what you pay in interest. So get that credit fixed over at terrywilson3.com/badcredit. Lastly, I wrote a book, believe it or not.
Are we ready?
Are you ready? It's called You Are Worth More, and it's about my journey from being, you know, poor, busted, and disgusted, as they say, and growing up in more of an impoverished area to, you know, finding the fruits of entrepreneurialism and where I'm at today. And it's just a book that shows you my journey, and hopefully it encourages and inspires you. I give sample copies out of the way, the PDF file, over at terrywilson3.com/worthmore. If you want a copy of that book, go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore. So, Lindsay.
Yes.
We live in a crazy world, girl.
Amen.
The world's gone crazy, and you know, we just talked about a water bill that can get us sideways and distracted. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things I was talking about Sunday, and these are life examples, because I wanted to give examples of how the world's going crazy. Mm-hmm. And if you're out there in highways and the byways and you're working with people, you've got to, as John Maxwell says, you've got to decide in your heart you're going to be the thermostat rather than the thermometer.
That's right.
You got to be the one in control of setting the temperature.
That's like a major guiding principle of being the wife and mom in the family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. Can turn my family on its head, or I can usher us into an evening of grace and joy.
I think there's an old saying there, if mama ain't happy.
I mean, that's just the truth.
I think the good book says it's rather to live on the roof of a house than with a contentious one.
I mean, the way that I behave at home is really important.
Well, it's just, you know, in business, in the context here is business, if you want, even guys, even if you're not going to join TW3, even if you're in an hourly salary job right now, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do, then do that. But the way forward and the way to advancement, I'm telling you, your attitude and the way you respond and the way you take control of the environment is so important. And there's a couple, you know, illustrations I gave Sunday, and you're going to love this one. This first one is on June 18th, which is this month.
Okay.
At a local mall, a lady goes up in a violent rage and assaults the cashier at the Taco Bell there in the mall. Why? Because they didn't give her enough nacho cheese on her nachos and cheese that she felt was adequate. And she lost her marbles. Now, I'm not making light of mental health and those things. God knows there's people out there. But you see more and more of those kinds of stories.
I mean, what brought her to that point is my first question.
Well, obviously something's going on.
I mean, that's just a very incongruent response to the stimuli at hand.
Well, that's why I says, do you think that was reasonable?
No. In a word, no.
But I say, and I bring that up, not to poke fun or anything like that, and I'm not even going to play the stuck on stupid jingle, even though I want to so badly. I've been told not to, though. But to encourage our members and encourage people that, where they get involved with TW3 or other sales or other businesses, every business, doesn't matter what you get involved with, you got to deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any business that at some point you're not... And at times, you're going to deal with the unreasonable.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to deal with the...
That shovel. Poor clerk. Yeah. I mean, what was his response?
Well, they called the police, and it's on the video there.
Yeah.
But and you say, well, Terry, that's just one lady having a bad day and blah, blah, blah. Okay. On June 20th of this month...
Oh, gracious.
A priest was recorded by the family while a baby was being christened. They was christening this toddler. It wasn't a baby. It was like, I would say about a year and a half, 2 year old, 2.5 year old. I don't know what that is. Toddler. Is that? Mm-hmm. Is that? And the toddler was crying and he couldn't get the toddler to stop crying while he was trying to do the
yeah. And slap, which is typical
and slap the fool out of that child.
Oh, would have been his last move if it was my child.
And then it gets worse. The mother and father is trying to grab the child from the minister and he holds the child by the neck till one of the other clergymen come over and subdue this priest who had lost it.
Justin would have taken out his gun because he packs. He would have taken out his gun and ended that real quick.
But my point here again.
Oh, heck no.
Inside the mall, inside the church, people can be.
Oh, that makes me want to jump through the story. And lay hands on somebody.
I showed the video. I didn't show the video. I showed the icon of the video without it playing.
Yeah.
And you saw the play button, and it was in my keynote that I was doing.
Yeah.
And I had about 5 mothers come up to me Sunday and said, thank God you didn't play that video, because just you talking about it had me so ramped.
My heart rate probably on... I went back to an Apple Watch after my ring failed me. I went back to an Apple Watch.
Right, right.
My heart rate's probably through the roof right now.
Well, most mothers had that. And it, here again, you're out in the highways and the byways. And the question is, what do you do with that?
I bring out knuckles and go to town.
You say, blessed are the peacemakers. And I'm about to make some peace.
I'm about to make some peace up in here, y'all.
It's about to get quiet over here.
I'm not a fighter, but I will be a fighter if you put your hands on my child.
The point is, guys, I think, because we've had, the reason I bring all this up, we've had a huge insurgency here in the last 2 months of a ton of new members brought on by new members, brought on by new members. I mean, the TW3 is just caught fire, okay?
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of guys. And I just, some of them, this is their first time dealing with the public on this level.
Right.
And I just want to prepare people that it's not unnormal to come across the abnormal.
I would say in business, you can count on 1 out of 10 people being crazy. You can count on it.
BS crazy.
Yeah. Like I would say another,
Bat.
Yes, yes. bat stuff crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go
yeah.
ahead and count on that and set your expectation. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
And you'll be surprised.
So don't worry about it. Don't yeah. worry. The whole point is don't worry about it. Just chill and keep going forward. You got it, because if you don't, you're going to get discouraged.
That's right.
In a way, you stay encouraged is what we're talking about tonight, and that is doing what you love. Doing what you love. I had one other example, but I...
Can I add to that?
Please.
Also, with managed expectations. Yes. Because when I started what I'm doing, I loved it. And yeah. the first couple months, I was blown out the water at some of the things that I encountered with, you know, human behavior.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish someone would have been like, hey, you're working with the public. There are some crazy people out there. Be ready
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
That would have been helpful.
Well,
you know, expectations are everything.
This business is so, it mirrors ministry so much in this one regard. Yeah. We have a, let me put it in a context because I don't want to. A lot of times people that are passionate about getting involved and working with people and working in maybe inside the church and ministering to people. They are very passionate about it until they get in it and they see the underbelly.
Oh my goodness. People are so messy.
People are messy.
I'm messy.
I'm messy. You're messy. We're all messy. And, as an equipping pastor, one of the things I have to work with a lot is the newer people that come on who want to become a director of a ministry or director of this mm-hmm. or director of that. And it's the same way in this business. When we have a new member come on and they're going to be an overseer. They're going to be they got a business here and it's dealing with people.
Yeah.
And it is so sexy looking from the outside in.
Very appealing.
And to be honest with you, it is. I love what I do. Mm-hmm. But you've got to love what you do. Like you said, in the context of understanding the cost of business for me, the cost for me to be able to sit here in my pajamas here and and talk to you and make what I make. And literally, I've spent all day helping Gina with the flowers and just enjoying life. And
but, husband points right there.
Husband points and about to go on vacation again. And I mean, we enjoy our life, right. But there's a cost to it. Mm-hmm. And the cost is sometimes dealing with the unreasonable.
That's right.
So, you can work a 9-to-5 job. You can work 80 hours a week. You can work your tail off. You can be working for someone telling you where to be at what time, what to do and what to say and how, you know, and all this stuff and never be able to get advanced. The only way you get advancement, the only way you get more money, the only way you get more vacation is contingent about someone else. Someone else is always holding your future.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's a controlled environment.
Yeah,
it's a controlled environment and you don't have to deal maybe with sometimes some of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a cost to it. So I always want entrepreneurs to be, hey, this lifestyle, this thing that we do and you and I, we advocate. It's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of benefit. I mean, you just came. You weren't here last week because you're on vacation, which we're going to have to talk to you about that. You got to get back. No, I'm kidding. But you can do that.
Yeah.
In this lifestyle, but you got to be willing to pay the price. To pay the price is sometimes, yeah. you know, just dealing with the.
And it is. I mean, I was on vacation and there were a couple of things I had to deal with.
While on vacation,
because I'm an entrepreneur.
And you're can't managing just your business.
Put my out of office on and check out. You know, right. there's pros and cons, mostly pros.
Yeah.
You know,
but there is, but you got to be honest and, you know, yeah. the sober about it. But here's the cost. So right. that's the only thing we're talking about. Got a lot of good stuff to talk to you guys now. Before we get into the three things that you got to have, I know the chat board is opening up here. So make sure we're getting all the questions. Terry, where do I go to see what tools you have? You can go to terrywilson3.com/tools. terrywilson3.com/tools. Over there, you're going to see everything that we offer. As a matter of fact, if... for you guys listening to this on a podcast, you're not going to see this, but I'm taking them to that website, that page on my site, and they sit on their screen right now. We've got all the tools that you need for business, a voice broadcaster, a bulk emailer, bulk texter, blog, opt-in forms, landing pages, podcast, blog curator, online store, call center that we show you how to set up with our Ring Central account and drive calls to your extension, auto scheduler, auto responders, video screen. We got some things that are third parties and stuff that we show you where to go and get. We have all of that, and you can see it. And these are video demos. Basically, when you click on one of them, it'll show you the demo of that. But you can go over to Terry as a member. You get some, most, or all of those resources, depending on how you credential with us. So that's over there for that person that was answering that question. And then let's see here. What do we got here? I've got another one coming in here that says, Terry, can you give a shout out to Ashley Verez and a new elite member? Also, oh, great. Hey, welcome aboard, Ashley. And also give a shout out to Fred. And I don't know how to pronounce Fred's last name, and I don't want to mispronounce it. So it's Fred S. And Fred, if you will let us know how to pronounce your name, I will, because I just don't want to mispronounce and butcher your name. So, but those are Spencer. He's wanting me to give a shout out to Ashley and also to Fred. So we want to definitely do that. Alfred says, how do I get approval to sign up for the Plus program? Okay. So if you want to finance the Plus program, which is $12.97, and it's $97 a month to keep it hosted and maintained on the website and all that, Alfred, all you have to do, you can either pay with a credit card or you can finance it for as little as like $59, $49 a month. And you can go to Terry Wilson, you can go to Cash Mutual Store, cashmutualstore.com, and get approved within 24 to 48 hours. They deposit the money into your account, and then you just go over to terrywilson3.com/enroll. That's terrywilson3.com/enroll, and pick the plan that you want to credential with. In this case, it would be the Plus plan. They will already have the money in your account, and so then you just pay with your debit card, and then you pay them back over the 48-month term, which if you do what we show, we've got a 90-day money-made guarantee. Do what we show and do the plan the way we show. If you credential as a Plus or Elite, you can enroll into that, and we guarantee you results because we can help you out at the Plus level. We can offer the one-on-one training to make sure we've got you buttoned down and doing things the right way and all that. So we've got that for you. So good stuff. Great questions. If you got more questions, feel free to go over to terrywilson3.com/live and type it in right now. We're taking your questions tonight. And we've got Lindsay here in the studio. Reagan is out, unfortunately, due to a little bit of illness. So we'll make fun of him next week. So Lindsay, here's my notes, and this is what I brought up as far as the what I think the three elements, and then you speak into this. If you're going to want to love what you do, you've got to have these three elements, and I'll give you all three, and then we'll break it out. Number one, you got to have purpose. Now, what you're doing has to have purpose. If it's just task oriented, if it's just, you know, for the money only, you burn out. So you got to have purpose with what you do. You got to have passion with what you do, and there has to be a proven plan in what you do. Purpose. What do you think?
So that, as soon as you said that, it brought up something. So in my business, I sell clothes, and that is a task-oriented thing.
Yeah.
But the opportunities that selling clothes has brought into my life are amazing. For example, one of our neighbors.
Yes.
Had a great, great friend who had a house fire.
Oh, man.
And they lost everything.
Oh, man.
And guess what?
What?
I've got clothes.
You got clothes.
That I would love to give to help someone rebuild.
Right.
Like the ability to do that, like, sets my heart on fire.
That's awesome.
So it's not, I buy the clothes and I sell the clothes, whatever.
Right.
What keeps me super engaged emotionally is my ability to bless lives.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's a purpose.
Well, you know, the whole reason, when I was thinking about what to do with my life when we lost everything in 08 is I did not want to get back involved with something that would nail me down to a sales floor or an office or anything else. And so at the time, insurance was the only thing that seemed to afford me that kind of freedom. Mm-hmm. And then I learned later it didn't have the kind of freedom I wanted. Mm-hmm. It had some. But my whole thing was I wanted to be able to go to any church, any small group, anything at any time, pour into them,
yeah,
and never ask for a dime.
Yeah.
Because I think as a minister, mm-hmm, you lose credibility with what you're saying.
Right.
When you're coming with the Bible in one hand and your hand out in the other. Now, I know the good book says, you know, to, you know, muzzle not the ox that treadeth out the corn. Mm-hmm. And I know a workman's worthy is hire. I'm not saying it's bad to pay. And
you'll have to unpack that in English. Hold on.
What's that?
Muzzle out the corn.
To muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn.
Is there a New Living Translation?
I don't know what translation it is. It basically says this. The ox is the worker, uh-huh, out there that's plowing up the field and bringing you the food.
Okay.
Don't muzzle. It's where he can't eat either.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, if you starve the workhorse,
right,
then eventually the workhorse won't be able to produce food for you anymore.
So take care of the people that are pouring into you.
Exactly. Yeah. So the whole the context is take care of the people that are. And I probably, mm-hmm, said that so fast I butchered it, but and I apologize. Thank you for calling me on that. But yeah, and it also says a workman's worthy of his hire. So there's right. all, you know. But the whole point is, for me, this is my conviction. I wanted the luxury, if I could. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't get paid from time to time, and it's not that. I'm not, you know. But if I wanted to go wherever, whenever, and pour in and never have to worry about how's it getting paid, I wanted that ability.
Yeah.
And so now I have a job that I can make pretty darn good money working 2-3 days a week and spend the rest of my time with prison ministry, the rest of my time with men's ministry, the rest of my time with leadership development and all this other stuff. Never have to worry about.
Well, see, that's, you know, I love missions. Now, this is not the season of my life. I have young children that I homeschool. I recognize that this is not my season. But when my children are at a place, or when Gabby is old enough to, you know, watch my kids inside, for 14 days.
My daughter babysits for her, for those. And my daughter's name is Gabrielle. You guys know Reagan. That's the only one you know. I've got four others, and Gabby is the second.
And I would claim her. Yeah, I love her with my whole heart.
She's a sweetheart.
But so when that time comes,
yeah,
I want to be able to, you know, okay, we're in church one day and pastor announces that there's a trip to Uganda. If God puts it on my heart that I'm supposed to go on that trip,
to be able to go.
I want to write a check.
Exactly.
I don't want to raise, I mean, there's nothing wrong with raising support.
But if you could, there's a better way. That's all.
I would love to not be held back by raising support or just carrying that stress, because I've raised support and gone on a mission trip before.
Right.
And it's like, oh my goodness, is this going to work out? Is this going to work out? I know I'm supposed to go on this trip, but is it going to work out?
Right.
I would love to just, you know, because of my hard work and my entrepreneurial adventures.
Right.
Just write the check.
Just write the check and do it. But see, what you're doing, you've wrapped purposes around it.
Right.
So, and it's the same way with me. I love what I'm doing because, number one, the greatest thing in the world is to see the unemployed or the underemployed be able to come to us and we give them something. We have something in hand, mm-hmm, right? If you're unemployed, we can get you an hourly or salary job. If you're underemployed, we've got an entrepreneurial business like none you've ever seen, mm-hmm, and can take you to new levels. And so I'm pouring, I'm helping. So, it's like the business is paying for itself by helping people. Yeah. And I love the way it's postured that way. Got a question coming in here real quick. Can you please tell me more about the referral program and how to get paid for the leads? Yeah. So with the Plus program, we have literally thousands of companies that we work with. They're called our referral marketing partners. And what they will do is pay our Plus members or Elite members a set price on leads that you send them. So, Alfred, what we do at the Plus level is we start you out with about five types, three or four types of referral marketing partners, because we don't want you to get so scattered. You're not efficient with what you're doing. So what we teach you to do is how to recruit for this business, for hourly and salary businesses, and for, other types of businesses like Uber, like Lyft, like freight brokering, like all these other things. And so what happens is it puts you in an incredible position because you're out there offering TW3 and you're able to, with a clear conscience and open throat and voice, say, hey, we have hourly, we have salary, we have everything you want. It's going to bring people that are unemployed and underemployed to you. And then we give you a process to vet them by. And you send the ones that are really needing to be more of an hourly person over here. You're sending other people that need more freedom but don't have the time or the ability to invest in a business. You can send them up here. And in every way you slice and dice that, you're making money whether you make a sale or not. So it's an incredible position you're in. If you are already an existing entrepreneur, maybe you're in insurance, real estate, direct sales, we show you how to use some of these RMPs. For instance, giveaways. Give people coupons, give them coffee, give them this, give them that, and say, hey, while I've got you on the phone, we're giving you this. Can I give you a quote on your fill in the blank? While I've got, so you're giving them stuff, they're giving you a little, and then maybe you've made a client or not. And we show you how to use these tools. So that's how the RMP referral marketing partners work. And we have a referral marketing package that shows you how to do that. Great question. Thank you for asking it. What is the simplest way to explain or train someone else on the Sales Rep Trainer Plus if I am a brand new to the program? Well, the best way to explain our levels there is we have three levels: Sales Rep and Trainer, Plus Rep and Trainer, Elite Rep and Trainer. Okay. A sales rep is someone that says, Terry, I don't have a business at all. I just need a product, good, or service to start selling. Then come in as a sales rep and trainer. Mm-hmm. Terry, I'm an existing entrepreneur. I'm an insurance, real estate, direct sales. I've got some other gig. I need leads for my business. I need a tool, but also would like to sell your business as well. That's a plus, because not only are you going to be taught on how to resell this business and recruit for this business, you're also going to be given training on how to use these tools to promote leads for any other business you've got. And also we get you connected to referral marketing partners to generate leads for them. So that's what that does. And then our top level is for our agency owners, the people that's got the mindset that I want to recruit sales rep and plus people under me, and I want to overwrite on the RMP business they do. I want a residual on everything that I sell. So if I sell a sales rep package, a plus rep package, or even another elite package, every package I sell has that $97 a month admin, I get $50 of that. We've got guys on here, you know, Gary and Tracy and some of these guys. I mean, they've got hundreds of people in their book of business making 10, 15, 20 grand a month in residual income. So that's if the high income motivated people, that's our elite level. And so that's what that is all about. Okay. Good stuff. If I don't get to your question, I'm a one-man band tonight. Make sure you circle back and ask me again. It's not that I'm trying to overlook you or not seeing anything. It's that I just didn't see it. So I apologize. Another question. If I get the money for the plus ready, is there I can use to make the payments, or do I make the payment? I don't. The way the payments work, Alfred, is you get the loan from CashMutualStore.com or MyZippyLoan.com or whoever you're getting your finance with. They deposit in your account. You have it in your account. You pay us with your debit card. Okay. That's what happens. And then we're going to charge that debit card each month thereafter, $97, to keep it active. So what I would do if you're financing is finance your first 6 months of admin fees as well. So you only got one monthly payment. So you can say, I'm going to buy your plus package and 6 months of admin fees because I only want this $69 a month payment. Then you got plenty of time, long enough time to get in, learn it, use it, make money with it, and then pay for it. It's cashmutualstore.com. I will type that in so you can. He's asking me to send a link. So Cash Mutual Store. This is when Reagan becomes
Reagan
handy.
Is a very invaluable part of the squad.
I'm having to talk and type at the same time.
Oh no,
it's just not working for me. So anyway, so the first thing you gotta have to be to love what you do is you gotta have purpose with it. Second thing, Lindsay, you gotta have passion.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be passionate about it.
So passion is critical, because passion is what gets you out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
You got to love what you're doing and know why you're doing what you're doing. We talk a lot about in my business, what is your why?
Yeah.
What is your reason for doing this? My why is I love that I am home with my kids and homeschooling them and going to the beach with my mom.
That's your why.
Yeah. That's
and your
freedom.
Passion. Yeah.
I couldn't make what I make at a 9-to-5 and then take out clothing and gas and lunch and daycare.
Right.
I mean, there's no way.
There's, You know, and passion, guys, is so important, because here's what I tell every new recruit. If you're a new member at TW3 or you're new to any business, forget this business, any business, you want to be successful in your business, get excited and passionate about it.
It's contagious.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
It is amazing to me. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day that owns a car dealership, and he says one of the things that they do to continue selling cars is they recruit new sales reps all the time.
Yeah.
And what happens is these guys come in, they're hungry, they're excited, and they first 90 days, 6 months, they're selling like gangbusters, and then they get used to it. They see some of the underbelly of the business. They get discouraged. Their passion starts to wane, and they're no longer effective, and then they sort of wane out. Yeah. But that's why he says we just keep cycling new sales.
Keep it fresh.
Just keep it fresh, fresh blood. Right. And he says anybody can stay in this business and do well with it if they'll just stay passionate about it. But it's so hard to keep your passion up.
It is.
And that's why you've got to be – if you want to stay passionate about what you're doing – then you've got to have something that gives you a sense of purpose.
And write it down.
And write it
and
down.
And look at it every day. Because in my business, there's a lot of girls that start into this and they are on fire for 3 to 6 months. And then they realize how much more work it is than they thought. And they have some difficult experiences. And that is when it's so critical to look at your reason. Why are you doing this?
Right. Right. So passion is so important. Maya Angelou quote that I say so often is people will often forget what you say, but they'll never forget how you made them feel.
Never, never, never.
We are emotional beings. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be Mr. Macho Tough Guy. But I'm telling you, everybody on here, I don't mean male, female, black or white, everyone here has got emotions.
Every one of us.
And you're created that way because that's, and then this goes into some training I do about why men can't ever win arguments with their wives. And it's because they don't remember the details of the argument.
Amen.
And that's because they're emotionally detached. The whole reason, people don't realize this, but do you know why you have emotions?
Well, they're critical to survival.
Yeah.
But God made us that way.
The reason for it is that because there's a, you know, theologically, he says to remember. Mm-hmm. He's always do this and remembers me. Remember that the whole thing's full of remember, remember.
Right.
Without emotions, you can't remember.
That's deep.
The way you remember.
I like that.
Have you ever gone into a restaurant and a song come on and it reminds you when you first met so-and-so or your first dance or this? Why do you remember? Because there's an emotional attachment to it.
Yes, that's so good.
That's how you remember. And that's so why men and women, when they fight, women always win. Because they're emotionally attached to, back then you said this, you were wearing this, this was the, they can tell you every single detail about everything.
Right.
Why? Because there's an emotional attachment.
Right.
We're goofball over here. they were emotionally detached from it.
Right.
And I can't remember. So if I can't remember the details, I have no argument.
That's very true.
So that's part of my couple's
very
training.
Very true.
That was free tonight, by the way. So I got another question here. It says, if someone wants to buy and someone wants in but does not want to do the call center, but wants the bulk dialer, text or email, is there a fast track training or a different training they can do first so they don't have to train on call center? Yeah, so when a member comes in, if they're going to use them as tools, they need to be at least a plus level. And what they do is they just skip levels 1 through 6, because 1 through 6 is how to use this for the purposes of reselling it. Now, there are going to be some key training in there, like how to build a landing page, how to set up your blog, all of those things. But they can do all that in the context of wanting to promote this other business over here or this other product over here and then use the dialer. But how to use the dialer from a marketing standpoint, I think, is like step 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. It's an advanced marketing training, and it's also booking the one-on-one, because the laws have changed. The better business practices have changed. So the advice I gave a year ago is not the same advice I give today. And so that's why we say book a one-on-one if you're going to use, for instance, the dialer, because we can show you a more effective, efficient way. And, of course, you can't use our dialer without being compliant, because we got you sorted in a box. The only way you use our dialer is you use our data that you dial out, and that's opted-in filtered scrub data, so to keep us compliant. But absolutely, they just skipped 1 through 6 and go right into the advanced training module there. So good question. See here. Do I have any? Alfred, if you had another question that's not showing up, it showed your name showing up, but I don't see any other questions. All right, good stuff. So the last leg of this thing, Lindsay, is, let me pull up here. So we talked about, you know, purpose, passion, and this one is the one I think is critical. And this is the one I think that people, you know, a lot of people get involved with home-based businesses. They get involved with biz ops. They get involved all these things, and they walk away discouraged and feel like they can't do it. And I would tell you, people aren't a failure, but the plan that they tried to execute on was a failure.
And this makes me crazy because I'm so type A. And when I train the people that work under me, I'm like, you got to be organized.
Yes.
You have to. Here is a list of 30 things you need to do before you ever open your doors.
Yes.
And then every single day, you probably have 3 to 5 things you have to do to keep your doors open smoothly.
Right.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's a business.
It is.
You got to run it like a business.
And so many people, I think, confuse the concept of working for yourself for like laying on a beach.
Right.
And we do get to lay on the beach a lot. I mean, right?
Absolutely.
We do. But
go on cruises, do everything else. But there's something behind that that afforded you.
That's right. We got home and I had the weekend to kind of decompress, but you better believe I hit the ground running today.
Absolutely.
I mean, when I'm home and I'm, you know, home, I'm getting after it. There's a plan. I sit down with my brilliant life planner, which I'm obsessed with.
Sure.
And every Saturday or Sunday night, I plan out every detail. I even plan when I'm going to do my laundry.
There you
that
go.
Is how planned my life is.
You're way more detailed and organized than I am. Ain't no doubt about it. But I would tell all of our people on here tonight and people that are considering getting involved in this business or another business, you know, your business success will rise or fall on your ability to execute on a plan.
That's right.
Period.
Yeah.
And the value of that plan, you should know and understand. I would just, everybody can claim anything, but how long has the business been out there? Has it been proven? Do they put their name behind it? You know, all that. And of course, I'm touting TW3 now because I put my name behind it.
Yeah.
We have a 90-day money-made guarantee if you'll work the plan our way and Credential Plus or better. You know, people don't fail. Plans do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to be successful, if you want to be able to realize your income goals, then you got to be able to execute on a proven plan, a plan that works.
Right.
And, you know, the thing that's just got me and Ray, we were talking about it at dinner, you know, it's one thing, and it is very rewarding to be personally successful in your business.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole nother thing when you see other people come in and follow your plan,
right,
and find success.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's when it's just like, oh, okay, we've got something.
Right. We're on to something here.
We're on to something here. We've got a magic formula here. We don't have a genie in a bottle.
No.
We don't have a get rich quick scheme. We don't have a get out of jail free card.
No, but a lot of times it's just hard work and discipline.
But it's just, here's a roadmap.
Right.
Just follow this roadmap. Just do what it says.
Right.
And be accountable to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all about accountability. Like, I cannot rest at night if every line item in my planner is not crossed off. I mean, I have to have completion to the tasks that I commit to.
Well, that's what it takes, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Because the money just don't come in your account because you're a pretty young lady and, you know, they're just going to send you money, even though you are.
Well, thank you.
But, I mean, but that ain't how you get your
money.
It's
not how. No, it's not.
Boy, if I got paid off my looks, we'd starve to death. I better have a plan. Right? Got more questions coming in here. Alan says, what is the simplest way to explain training? I've already answered that, I think. So, Alan, if you got another question, oh, hello, Terry. Okay. I'm an insurance agent here. I would like to ask you a question, if I may. Please, would you be so kind to explain how the leads work? Do I have to pay to get leads, or is it included in the membership plan Your time is always appreciated. Now, great, great question there, Alan. Mm-hmm. The way it works is when you become a member, you have access to all of our marketing tools. And so if you're an insurance agent, want to use these as a tool, you'd want to come on as a minimum as a plus member. Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's say, for instance, you sell final expense life insurance. That tells me it's the senior market. The best way to market to the senior market is either through mail or through voice broadcast. I would argue do voice broadcast because a mailing piece is going to cost you around $250, $300, $400 maybe for a 1,000 piece. And you're only going to get about 2.5% response at best. If you use the voice broadcast dialer, once you become a member, rather than paying the retail price of $100 and some odd, you pay $38. That includes the dial time. That includes the data. The data is the filtered scrub so that you're totally legal. You're not going to get in trouble. These are opted in, which means you can, they said to someone at some point, yes, you can call me on this number to market to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've got them opted in. They're filtered, which means age, income, zip code. That's what it means to be a filtered list. And they're scrubbed, means they're not on the national do not call list. So we've got it, you know, three ways from Sunday. It's good stuff. So we teach you what you're buying from us is the training, the teaching, and the access to these tools. And then we give you the tools to use. There is a usage fee, but just at absolute. Because price me out. Go find 1,000 leads and the ability to dial 1,000 leads with a voice broadcast dollars for anything less than $125 or more. You can't. You're just not. We retail it at $125. You as a member, it's $38. Why? Because that's my cost. I'm giving my members basically my operational cost at cost because you're a member. So that's how it works. And so that's just one example of how you would use these tools as a way to generate leads. And then you can get more sophisticated and automate your process, because my claim to fame was I worked with a company called Assurant Health back before Obamacare ruined the insurance market. Not getting political, just a statement of fact. But I would call up real estate agents, roofers, electricians, and all these other folks and say, hey, you work for yourself. We've got a plan for you that starts at, you know, $89 a month with absolutely no deductible. Go to 89healthplan.com and get signed up. Get your card coverage today. And so they would go over to 89healthplan. What was that? That was a landing page that I created with my system. They would opt in. I've captured. That's my opt-in page. And then it redirects over to who? Assurant Health with my agent portal that says, here's what you get. Here's what you get. I never talked to these people. Some of them would go ahead and apply and get it now. Most of them didn't. But see, I'd captured them before I gave them this information. And then I would be dripping on them with videos like this, talking to them about why they need this. And then I would drip to close. And so we show you, and I show you through coaching and training. And my coaches and trainers out there, also, that's what they're doing as well. We show you how to use these tools and do that until you can get sophisticated with two or three tools. And like me, I don't talk to a person a day anymore. I don't talk to people live. My system does. My podcast does. My voice broadcaster does. My email, my text does. And it's all automated because I'm out watering the grass, you know. With my wife, you know, and making the money.
Taking walks,
long walks on the beach.
Going to Chick-fil-A.
and doing goofy stuff. So, but, you know, you have to start, you know, just learning a couple things at a time. You get to learn how to do those. And then life becomes really fun. And you as an insurance agent, I'll tell you this. One of the things that I've got a guy, Kyle, he's been with me forever up in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. What he'll do is he'll use one of my referral marketing partners. He's not a what's called PNC, property and casualty. He's a life agent. Mm-hmm. But it's easier to sell PNC over the phone than it is life, for whatever reason he says anyway. So he'll go in and say, hey, this is Kyle, your local blah, blah, blah. You qualify for a 50% discount on your auto insurance. When you get a second, go to, and he gives them a landing page. They go over there. He captures the information. They're mm-hmm. redirected to one of his referral marketing partners, State Farm, Nationwide, some one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Those guys might be able to sell him auto insurance or not. He don't care. As soon as they get sent over and they opt in over there, he gets paid $15 for the lead. He just sold Nationwide or whatever the lead. So he basically calls 1,000 people. He'll get 25, 30 people responding. Mm-hmm. Well, he's making money just off of his RMP business.
Right.
But now he's got all these leads he's capturing. He says, hi, this is Kyle. I was just calling to follow up. How did my guys do yesterday? Were they able to save you money? The next thing he says is brilliant. He doesn't care if they say, yeah, they saved me a ton of money. Or No, those jack legs, they tried to rip me off. He goes, whatever they say. Well, since we're able to save you money on that, let me see if I can save you money. And then he goes into what he pitches. Mm-hmm. Or since we struck out over there, I manage this department. Let me see if I can help you here.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the answer is.
Yeah.
He's got a reasoning and a sales narrative why to follow up.
That's awesome.
And he's making money. And so that's what we talk about, how to monetize your leads. Yeah. You know, generate leads for your own business, but first filter those leads through this path that you're making money, and then you cross sell them.
It's brilliant.
It's the way I do. I mean, I'm out recruiting people for hourly and salary opportunities. Mm-hmm. I'm sending them over there. But some of them's like, I don't want to work hourly. I'm worth more than $15 an hour. $12 an hour.
Well, I got something for you too.
Well, come on down, baby. I got something.
The price is right.
The price is, I got a whole barrel full of good stuff for you. So I want to make the payment now for the plus. Do you have? Yeah, I can send you that. If you're ready to rock and roll, just go over to, and I'll send you this. Someone's wanting to enroll right now.
Let's do it.
So let's do it now for such a time as this. So we'll just, I think it's terrywilson3.com/enroll, but I'll send you the link anyway. But yeah, just go right there and you can enroll right now, and we'll have you up and running just in a short little bit. Okay. Any other questions? Man, I think we had some great questions tonight.
Absolutely.
A purpose, passion, and a plan. Those are the essentials. If you want to enjoy what you do for a living and take control of your business, you got to have those. You know, I'm telling you, 95% of success, in my humble opinion, is not talent, is not skill set, it's mindset.
Yeah.
What you think, as a man thinketh, so is he. I'm telling you guys, get your head right, your checkbook will get right. I promise you. I've just seen it, and it works in that order. Do that. And don't be one of those crazy people that go assaulting people because you don't have enough nachos and cheese. That's crazy. No. Don't be one of those.
I mean, I've been there. I like some cheese.
You know, I'm not judging. I was in the drive-thru the other day getting lunch for everyone, and they forgot a couple things. So I had to walk back in and say, you forgot this. And I just caught myself like, why am I getting an attitude?
Yeah.
They're just people.
Right.
It's just a hot dog and a hamburger missing. What is the deal, Terry? And I had to check myself.
Yep. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Well, I'll do it. I got clay feet. I really do. Any other questions? I don't want to button it up before we get gone, but I appreciate everyone on tonight. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming in and really doing extra duty because poor Reagan, he was just not in a good way. So we had to sort of let him out a little early tonight. So,
it's all good.
But guys, I'm telling you, you can be more, do more, experience more, have more, enjoy more. You just have to have a proven plan to work, the tools, the training, the technology to grab a hold of. And I'm telling you, it's there. Talk to any of our reps that's been around a while. Talk to some of our new reps. I mean, these guys, I've got a new rep just a week or two ago came on and made like $4,000 in their first week.
Yes.
So it's there.
Yeah. Get after it.
Don't happen to everybody. It's not a guarantee. Caveat emptor. But I'm telling you, it's there. As quick as you can grab a hold of these strategies, you can do it. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to terrywilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at terrywilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.